With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
Hello everyone, this is Guilherme Cruz for MMA Fighting here in Abu Dhabi for Fight Island week, month, whatever. It's a lot of events here
in July. We've been inside for a long time.
Yeah, and it's too hot outside, it's difficult to think. First of all, we've been tested a lot, so I think we are okay to get our mask off.
Okay. So yeah. You'd never ask.
I'm joined by Oscar Reyes from the Mac Life to break down the top fights at UFC 251, and I'll start with the main events. We traveled here, thought that we were getting Kamaru Usman against Gilbert Burns, but now we are getting Kamaru Usman against Jorge Masvidal. I know how the Brazilian fans react to this. They obviously weren't happy, but what are your thoughts? How did you react when you heard that we were getting a new main event here?
Well, I'm very sorry, Brazil, but I prefer it. There's talks that Gilbert Burns could be a harder challenge for Kamaru at matchup wise, which I think is fair. But, you know, like Dana White just said to us, this fight is trending massively. Jorge Masvidal is one of the biggest stars in the sport, and this was always the fight to make. They had the altercation at the Super Bowl earlier this year. It was always meant to be the fight. And I think now we see the numbers. Jorge was right to ask for more money. So I think the universe has a funny way of getting it all sorted out.
How do you think the fact that this fight is trending so much in merchandising, the UFC making a lot of money with it, how do you think this affects Conor's future? Because he's always involved in the title picture and every weight class in the UFC. So do you think that maybe this is the one to poke him back? I know it's really unfair. We have a fighting in front of us, and we're already talking about Conor. But being from Europe, for Ireland and the Mac Life, how do you think this affects the UFC scenario in the future?
Well, I can't speak for Conor, and I wouldn't really know what he plans on doing. I have to take him at his word that he is retired. But I will say, Dana White just said that this fight is trending as big as McGregor-Khabib. And, you know, I think Conor McGregor likes big fights. And if Jorge Masvidal wins, Dana White just said that it could be the biggest fight in UFC history. So I don't know if Conor would want to do it. I'd want to watch it, though. So, you know. I'd like to see it.
Yeah, of course. And just so be fair, just to go back to the fight that we are getting this Saturday, I agree with you. I was really interested in watching Gilbert Burns fights against Kamaru Usman because they are teammates. They train together for so long. So maybe you think, okay, he might know something that we don't know after sparring so much in the gym. But now Masvidal is a completely different game. Gilbert Burns was a jiu-jitsu fighter who got way better on the stand-up, and Masvidal was just violent animal. How do you envision this fight going?
Well, I mean, it all depends on how hard was Jorge training. How much did he take his foot off the gas once he realized he wasn't going to get the fight?
Do you buy that he was really training that hard?
I think he was training hard for like 4 weeks ago. I don't know if he's been training hard for the last 4 weeks. He looks in good shape on the scales, to be fair. How I think the fight goes, I think it's it'll depend a lot on what Jorge decides to do. Does he try and go a bit slower to get through five rounds, or does he think, well, I've only got two rounds in me, let's go for two rounds? But skill-wise, you know, Kamaru matches up bad with him. I think that's fair to say. The grappling should be interesting. I think we'll know how the fight's going to go within the first sort of few minutes, maybe the second round.
I think my head is going Usman, but I'm leaning towards chaos. I think we're going to, and not chaos Kobe Covington, chaos, like the situation is going to be chaotic if Masvidal wins Saturday. It's going to shake up the UFC for good now. Yeah. And in the coming event, we have a rematch, Volkanovski against Max Holloway. Is that the fight you wanted to see after the first one, or you were hoping for a fresher challenger?
Well, I'll be honest, I wasn't really that interested in seeing it after the first fight. I thought Volkanovski did kind of shut Max out. But after seeing them in person at the media day the other day, I find their sort of dynamic very interesting. You can tell Alexander's a bit pissed off at Max, sort of saying, oh, I won the fight. And you can tell that Max is sort of, I don't know, I've never seen, Max has never been one for mind games, but he seems to be playing a little mind games, you know, pretending he's training, well, saying he's training through the Zoom calls and stuff like that.
I don't buy that.
I don't think I do either. He looks in great shape for someone who didn't spar or whatever. So, It's interesting. I wasn't that interested, but now the fight's here. I am kind of interested to see how it goes.
If you really train via Zoom, I think I'm going to sign up for that gym as well. Because
Yeah, that's a good idea. apparently, it's a great weight loss, you know?
Yeah. This wouldn't be the fight that I would pick to go next, but I really look forward to this because Max. I mean, he was on such a busy run, like four title fights in a year, and now that he has finally taken a year off, a long time off, I'm curious to see how he's going to perform in a 5-round fight against such a dangerous opponent, such a tough one. Because Max, I mean, if you saw them today facing off, Max is so much bigger, he's so taller. So I think he's gonna this matchup, I think favors him actually though. So we're gonna see if this long run he had is gonna affect the outcome. You're going with Alex or going with Max in this one?
Well, you know, I think you've got to kind of take the evidence as it is, right? I think in the first fight, I don't know what adjustments Max can make to close that gap. You know, maybe he had an off night. Maybe he thought he was winning, so he didn't want to push the pace. If he hasn't been training properly, then I think his biggest weapon has always been turning the pressure on in the later rounds, and maybe he won't be able to do that. So I am leaning towards Alex, but, you know, Max is a champion, so we'll see.
I'm going to disagree again. I can go with Max in this fight. And for the third title fight, we have a Brazilian, Jose Aldo. He has a chance to become the first Brazilian man to bring a UFC belt back home in a while since he lost the title to Max Holloway. But he has a tough challenge in front of him in Peter Yan. How do you look into this match of the different styles? And Jose Aldo looked really, really good in his last fight, even though he lost in the judges' minds. I think he won the fight against Marlon Moraes. I don't know if you agree with that.
No, I disagree as well with you.
Okay, we always disagree with each other. And so how do you see this interesting fight playing out?
Well, it's like the old school, it's a tale as old as time, right? It's the legend versus the new generation. You know, I think the two are very similar to me. I mean, Petey Yan's got the boxing, Aldo's got the kicks, which he hasn't thrown in years, but to me, it's a very interesting one. I thought that Aldo's performance against Marlon was actually the best he'd looked in years. He was much more aggressive. He used to coast, you know, sort of coast through his championship fights, get through 25 minutes. And against Marlon, he really pushed the pressure. If that guy comes to fight Petey Yan, I think it's going to be an amazing fight because Yan's also incredible. I'm really looking forward to it. I actually think Aldo could get it done. I think he really looked rejuvenated in his fight against Moraes, and I think, you know, he doesn't seem to be struggling with the weight really, you know. So I think it's actually good for him.
Okay, I guess we finally agree on something. It's not because he's Brazilian. I think the way his first weight went against Marlon Moraes and standing against him for three rounds against such a powerful puncher in Marlon Moraes and thinking and winning in my eyes. So I think it's a. I'm not saying it's an easy win, of course, but Peter Yan is really tough, but I'm leaning towards him in this fight. And you mentioned the leg kicks. I thought maybe only the Brazilians were constantly asking.
Anyone who's watched Jose Aldo, everyone is always like, where's he going to kick him? When's he going to kick him? Hasn't kicked him for years. Yeah. I think it was like Korean Zombie was the last time he kicked someone. Yeah. Come on, Aldo, bring him back. I like the kicks.
And the main card is not only made of title fights. We have two interesting matchups in the female divisions. Jessica Andrade is going to rematch Rosa Mayunas. The first fight was really violent. Yes. I was there in cage side, and I really feared for Rosa's life. And my first reaction was just stand up and take a closer look, and I really thought the worst case could happen. Yeah. But thankfully, she was. And she's back from a quick retirement, and she's fighting the same girl that gave her that brutal loss. Yeah. Were you surprised when the UFC went again with this match and she took it?
I'm not surprised the UFC went with it. I'm a little bit surprised that Rose took it. I think, you know, one of the constant knocks on Rose is like, oh, how mentally strong is she and stuff like that. But to me, this proves that she is like a fighter through and through. You know, she's not just this technical wizard. She's got grit as well. And I really commend her for taking this fight. She couldn't be less interested in fight week. I mean, she looks as cool as a cucumber. She looks half asleep all the time. I think she's just so relaxed. And I think that's, for someone like Rose, who can get a bit of nervous energy, I think that's really good. And I think, you know, we look back at the first fight, technically she was just amazing. I've seen her on embedded hitting pads. She looks unbelievable. She looks great. So I think obviously Andrade is going to try and do something different, but I think Rose could remind people why she was very good.
Yeah, and the way the first fight went, the first round, Rose was just picking her apart. Yeah. And the second round, I mean, Jessica had the opportunity to go for that slam before. It didn't work her way, but the third time, I guess, was the one that she just landed with her head and neck, and she was out. But I'm leaning towards Rose in this fight because, I mean, she was winning 99% of the fight, just that slam. Are you thinking that way as well?
Yeah, I think, look, I mean, again, it's similar to the Max Alexander question. You've got to look at the evidence you have, right? When they first fought, she got caught, essentially, with just some Hulk slam. It's the same as basically Derek Lewis against Volkov, right? He caught him with a right hand at the end. You have to assume that, based on the evidence, that I think Rose will probably pick her apart. And I think, actually, technically, Rose is probably just the sounder fighter. You know, like Joanna picked Andrade apart. I think Rose could do the same, over three rounds especially.
Do you think he's going to go three rounds?
Yeah, I don't think Rose will finish Andrade. Andrade's really tough, you know. But I don't think Andrade will catch Rose in three rounds either. So I think it's a decision.
And the fifth fight of the night of the main card is Paige VanZant against Amanda Ribas. Amanda Ribas is just a smiley girl from Brazil. She's fighting Paige VanZant, who's in an interesting moment in her career, in her last fight in her contract. There's a lot of talks, and maybe she's moving to Bellator. We don't have no idea what's going on. Does that make you more interested in the fight? All the scenarios involved, all the things at play in this fight.
Well, yeah, I mean, I like a story and with a fight, and there is something interesting about Paige. I mean, she's been very vocal about her position. I think, you know, everyone expects maybe this could be her last UFC fight. I think maybe that was what the matchmakers were thinking as well. You can build one talent off another talent. We've seen it done plenty of times. So I think that's where the matchmaking mind was. And I think, you know, this week, Fight Week, Paige didn't want to do the in-person media day. She sort of did the virtual media day on her own time. So I'm curious to see, does that mean she's uninterested in the fight and just wants to move on from her UFC tenure? Or does that mean she's got a chip on her shoulder and she wants to remind people that actually she is a UFC-caliber fighter, and we've thought of her as just this Instagram person for too long, and it's actually time to get back to the fighting? So I'm interested in the fight. I think Ribas is a great personality as well. She laughs constantly, which is good, I suppose. More happiness in the world and all that. But they're an interesting clash, right? And I think I actually think that could be a really fun fight.
Yeah, and I agree. This is such an important fight for the flyweight division and the strawweight division, because Amanda Ribas is from the strawweight division. She's moving up because Paige VanZant wanted this fight to be at 125 instead of the first time. The first time this fight was booked for was for 115, but yeah, it's gonna be an interesting one. And But there's one thing that I disagree with, not with you, but the odds maker and stuff like that. Amanda Ribas is the biggest favorite in this card against Paige VanZant. Do you think it's fair?
Again, I think people are forgetting Paige VanZant can actually fight. You know, I mean, does she have like the most storied UFC career? No, but she's proven herself to be quite capable in the cage. I mean, she's a good fighter. Like, she's fighting UFC. She won the UFC. She's a good fighter. I think people are forgetting that. Yeah, so I think that's an unfair odds making.
But in the end, do you see the upset coming, or do you think Amanda Ribas
is going to win? Yeah. But I just don't think it's going to be as. I mean, I don't know. That's unfair to Paige, but I do favor Ribas in the fight.
Yeah. That's it for us. Thank you very much, Oscar, for joining me.
It's too late now.
Thank you very much for joining me in this quick preview show for MMA Fighting. We won't be at the beach tomorrow. We won't be. Just drinking margaritas.
We won't be at the beach tomorrow, but it will be hot because there are fire on the way.
It's gonna be. I think right now it's really cool here. It's air conditioning.
Cold.
Yeah, it's cold. We're freezing right now. That's good. It's better than just melting. Thank you very much, Oscar. Stay tuned to MMA Fighting for everything pre-fight, post-fight, for UFC 251 and then UFC Fightlands 2, Fightlands 3, and Fightlands 4, and of course follow Oscar. He's the man.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.